presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can twist steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who walks about among human beings disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered news reporter for the Daily Planet. As our story opens, we find Clark Kent in Editor Terry White's office. With him is Lois Lane, girl reporter. From the backwoods mountain regions near the isolated town of Gravesend, the Daily Planet has been receiving strange reports. Mysterious disappearances of Gravesend inhabitants. A terrifying pillar of fire that burns in the hills. Then this morning, Editor White received a letter from Gravesend. He's about to read it to Clark Kent and Lois Lane when the phone rings. Listen.
There it is. White speaking.
Hello. Hello, I want the editor.
This is the editor. What can I do for you?
Ah, so they finally let me talk to you. I'm calling from Gravesend.
From Gravesend, eh? Hold the wire a second.
Kent, Lois, pick up the extension phone. I want you both to listen in on this.
Okay. Come on, Miss Lane, over here.
All set, Kent?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. White.
I'm sorry about the interruption, Mr.
Harris is my name. Now, did you get a letter from someone in Gravesend?
Why, yes. Mr. Lee Jenkins. Has anything new happened up there?
Nothing that's any of your business. Now, I'm calling to tell you not to pay no attention to Lee Jenkins' letter. He's a crazy fool.
You mean you don't need any help?
I'll make it stronger than that. We're warning you newspaper folks to stay away. Us Gravesenders can take care of our own trouble. We don't want no outsiders up here.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Harris. Operator, I've been cut off. Hello.
No, you're Mr. White. He hung up on you.
Warned to stay away. That proves it. Something is brewing up there, Kent. Something serious.
Where is that letter this Harris spoke about, Mr. White?
On my desk. Here. Read it, Kent.
Oh, looks like an old man's handwriting. Dear editor, I write to you because other folks is afraid. Ever since the pillar of fire come up out of the ground in Gravesend, we have been living in fear of our lives. Three people went up to look at the flame and never come back. The leader says it's a sign that we should leave our homes and move away. But some of us ain't got the money to move. Please help us.
Was that all of it?
No, there's a bit more, Miss Lane. If you send up a reporter, have him meet me at the bridge 5 miles outside of town at 11 o'clock Monday night.
Why, that's tonight.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, here's the rest of it. Don't let him come to the village if he values his life. Signed, Lee Jenkins.
Well, Kent, what do you make of it?
Well, it's hard to say, Mr. White.
Would you like to go up there and look into it?
I certainly would.
And I'll go with you.
It might be dangerous for you, Lois. Those mountaineers have no respect for law and order.
Well, I'm not afraid.
Well, all right. You both start immediately. You'll have a 200-mile drive over a narrow mountain road. But you should be able to reach that bridge that Jensen mentioned by 11 tonight. And, Kent.
Yes, Mr. White?
Now, please be careful. Be very careful.
What time is it, Miss Lane?
It's just 10:30 p.m. How far are we from that bridge?
Oh, about 10 miles, if we're on the right road. I wish I was sure.
Maybe you'd better stop and look at that map.
Ah, good idea. Ah, let's have a look here. Well, here we are.
Yeah.
We've turned left at the forks there. Yeah, this must be the road.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, just cowbells. Probably a farm nearby.
Oh.
Yes, I'm certain this is the road, all right. We'll keep going.
Listen, Mr. Kent. That sound's coming closer.
Oh, forget it. It's only cowbells.
No, it isn't. Look down that road. That white shadow.
Somebody walking in this direction. Coming into the beam of our headlights.
Why, it's an old man.
Well, that's lucky. We'll ask him how far we are from the bridge.
He's carrying a string of bells in his hands. Look how he's dressed.
Yeah, long hooded robe. Well, that's an odd costume for a man to be wearing.
Mr. Kent, I'm scared.
Pardon me, mister. Can you tell us whether this road leads to the Gravesend Bridge?
Go back. Go back.
Oh, Mr. Kent.
Say, all we want is some information, mister.
Go back. back. Danger lies ahead.
Mr. Kent, Mr. Kent.
No, 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 don't be afraid.
Look, look, he's walking into the woods.
I'm going to follow him and find out what this is all about.
No, you stay here. I don't want to be left alone.
Well, all right. He's gone anyway. Disappeared through the trees.
Like a shadow. Oh, Mr. Kent, let's get away from here quickly.
Okay, can't say that I blame him. What time is it now, Miss Lane?
Exactly 11 o'clock.
Oh, good. We should be at that bridge soon. Yes, there it is in front of us. Why don't we just drive across and park on the other side? Ah. Well, we make good time from the city. Do you see anybody?
No. No, not a soul.
Neither do I. Well, we're on time, but Jenkins hasn't shown up yet.
Gee, I have a feeling something's wrong. He's not going to come. I know it.
Oh, Miss Lane, you're still upset about that old man.
And why not, Kent? Can you explain that strange costume and the bells and warning? Clark Kent, you haven't heard a word I've been saying. What's the matter with you?
Miss Lane, wait. You smell something burning?
Yes. Yes, I do. Smells like rope. Or maybe the car.
No, no, it seems to be coming from under the bridge. Let's walk over there and take a look, huh?
Okay.
I see it. Something's sputtering down there under the bridge girder.
Mr. Kent, it is a rope.
Rope, nothing. That's a fuse, and that box it's attached to must be a bomb. Get back. Run for your life.
Oh, good heavens, Mr. Kent.
Don't talk. Keep running. That fuse had only an inch or two to go.
Kent! Mr. Kent! The bridge!
Gone. Completely smashed. Blown to smithereens.
Oh, that's awful. Well, that bomb was meant for us.
Whoever put it there expected us to park on the bridge. Boy, it's lucky for us that we didn't.
Oh, Mr. Kent, do you think Jenkins could have planted that bomb?
No, I'm sure it wasn't Jenkins. His letter indicated he was much too anxious to have us help him.
Well, then it must have been that man who telephoned Mr. White. You know, Harris.
That's possible. And I don't think Jenkins will meet us. Harris knew about his letter and probably stopped him from coming.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, we can't go back. The bridge is gone. I guess we'll just have to go on to Gravesend.
Mr. Kent, in spite of the warning?
Well, they won't expect us now. They'll figure that we're either dead or stuck on the other side of the bridge. Remember, that bomb was timed to go off at 11 o'clock sharp.
Yeah.
We'll drive on to the town and find a place to put up for the night. Does that suit you?
Well, we have to. Nothing else to do.
All right. Let's get going.
Near Gravesend by now?
Well, we can't be very far away. Hey, what's that up ahead? Just see it in the headlights.
Why, it's a gate. And a high wall.
And houses behind the wall. Well, Miss Lane, that must be Gravesend.
Well, why should they have a wall around it?
That's odd, isn't it? Well, we'll soon find out.
It's so quiet. Nobody at the gate.
Well, we can't blow the horn. It might wake up the wrong people.
We've got to get in somehow.
You stay here, Miss Lane. I'm going to try that gate.
Then leave me here alone?
I'll only be gone a few minutes. There's nothing to be afraid of if you do as I say. No matter what happens, stay in the car. Do you have your police whistle with you?
Yeah.
Well, if you should need me, give it a good hard blast and I'll come back in a jiffy. But I'm sure you won't need me. Now then, I'm far enough away from the car. Miss Lane can't see me. This looks like a job for Superman.
Something very strange about all this. People don't blow up bridges and build walls around their village unless they have good reason. First, I'll get through this gate and find Lee Jenkins. Now, lock tight. Heavy steel latch. That's not too much for Superman. I'll just put on the pressure. Oh, it must be a foot thick, reinforced by iron bands. This ought to snap the lock. Well, that did it. There we are. Coast is clear. Now to locate Lee Jenkins. Wait. No. Someone's running this way. I'd better change back to Clark
hey,
Kent.
Oh, how did you get in here? Who do you want?
Oh, your gate was unlocked. I'm looking for a Mr. Lee Jenkins.
Unlocked, eh? That's funny. So you must be that city reporter. I warned you to stay away from here.
Well, then you must be Harris. Well, now that I am here, what are you going to do about it?
I'll show you. Now get your hands up, quick.
Oh, a gun, huh?
Yes, and I'll use it if you try any tricks. The leader gave strict orders you weren't to come up here. But since you did get in, I'll let him handle you.
The leader? Well, I'd like to meet this leader of yours.
Ah, so you'd like to meet him, would you?
Yes.
Well, you're going to. And when you do, maybe you'll change your mind. Now, come on.
Wait a minute. Who's that over near the gate?
You'll find out. You'll find out.
A strange trip and a threatening ending. A walled village and an old man who warns of dangers that lie ahead. Who is the mysterious leader? Is he the white-robed old man with the tinkling bells? What deep, dark secret hangs over the town of Gravesend? And will Clark Kent be able to discover it? Tune in next time and follow the exciting story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.